back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back as usual. And today is the second week of the weekly review. It was a week of challenges last week. You know, there were so many different things that, you know, were thrown at me. You know, it was all about juggling what was and what wasn't. I'm very, very excited, as a matter of fact, because now that Tuesday and Thursday are the last days until I finally have free time on those days, I'm so, so happy about that, you know? And so looking at what my schedule could be coming up in the next couple of, you know, beginning next week, I'm very excited. Also, Friday, not having to travel to the company, you know, this upcoming Friday. And that gives me a time to breathe, because after dealing with the challenges and stuff like that, coming up over, you know, the weekend, I had to deal with a lot of courage in general, right? And so, again, piggybacking off what I had already talked about in the previous podcast, this is a weekly review. So for those of you out there who have been tuning in to me, you know, Melbourne, Australia, out there in Florida, Bangkok, different places just around the globe and stuff like that. I love doing this to always assess myself and to see where did I do very well at in terms of seeking clarity, that energy, necessity, productivity, influence, and courage. And I always rate myself on a scale 1 through 5. So here are the questions. And we're going to start off with seek clarity. Number one, was I intentional on how I acted this week? I feel like I did a lot better in terms of scheduling things out, writing down things that I needed to bang out. As a matter of fact, I brought over, and again, yes, I know this week is a new week and stuff, but today I brought over the maid, and I'm so happy because I got one that had like the ultimate star review and everything, and she's one that I'm going to be using for a very long time coming up. And nonetheless, you know, while I went to the Starbucks at the mall just right around the corner from where I lived, oh my God, I did 2 full lessons just like that. I was in such a flow state. But if we look at what happened last weekend, being able to fit a lot of activities and videos throughout my day, I think I did a hell of a lot better. So I'll give myself a 4. Knowing the feelings that I want to generate, I'm gonna give myself a 3, you know, and I haven't been doing much meditation. I remember on the days where I did like 3 back, no, not back to back to back, but 10 a.m., 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. training, I would always do my meditation like around 5:30 p.m., you know, before my class and stuff like that. And I would meditate a lot more. But for some reason, I'm still falling out of my morning routine and even my evening routine. But I will be getting those back. So I'm just going to go with 3. I stay focused as much as I wanted to. 4. Did I make this week meaningful? Yes. I think one of the biggest ones that happened was last Tuesday evening. I went walking down a street, as a matter of fact, and I hadn't talked about this, but there was a building that I had passed, and this was one of my former employers. Not really an employer, you know. I was kind of like the bastard stepchild that she never wanted to show to anyone, you know. And this was obviously one of the really, really big issues that I've been dealing with. A huge scale, but having worked there and, you know, dealing with the ignorance of that lady, the Korean lady who didn't want to pay me money based on, you know, the color of my skin and all that. Well, I walked down there again and it felt so good to walk right past that place and say, ha ha ha, I will never deal with you ever again. To see my growth from where I was 5 years ago, even 4 years ago when I went in for some bullshit ass interview when she was offering me a full-time position, but terrible money. Oh my gosh. She's like, yeah, I'll give you $1,000 a month. I said, bitch, I live in Bangkok. My rent and everything, man, 66% of my salary will go to rent, transportation, and power bill. And that's all you're giving me in a city that's worth far more. You know, I knew what my worth was. And if I was just going to get that amount, I should have just stayed at that shitty ass job I was at before. And so what I ended up doing was like, no, but I walked past that place and I went to a lady who paid me basically that in just one go in just 20 hours instead of like a month. You see how much I've actually developed over the last 4 years. And that showed me so much and how much I've actually grown in so many different ways. And so, to be honest with you, I realized that that was very meaningful for me. I'm going to put myself out of five for that. Because walking by there, I said, whoa, I haven't been here in such a long time. 4 years later, you know, and I think I was, if I believe, what was 29 or 30 at the time, when I was still overcoming a lot of that trash. When I walked by there, you know, a week ago, I walked by there with authority and said, wow, look how much I've grown. It's one of the greatest feelings in the world, you know? And so was it meaningful because of that? Yes. Was it a very meaningful, you know, weekend with my girlfriend and everything? Absolutely. You know, and I would have to say those are some great things that I actually, you know, that I've been experiencing on a weekly basis now. So that's why I give myself a five. Determine something I could get better at this week. Handling situations. Handling situations. I'm doing this now. Like last week, did I determine something I could get better at? No, but I'm doing a determination right now. Like, okay, handling mere opinions, not facts. I think that's an that's a very important one. So I'm going to go with three this time. So 76% for clarity. Now, generated energy. Did I manage my energy well this week? Yeah, I'll give myself a four. Did I choose to bring the joy this week? Three. Did I recharge throughout the week to stay energized? Three. Did I work out this week? Last week? Well, just not really. So I'm going to give myself a two. And again, I did do, just like on Mondays, I always do those really crazy, brutal workouts and stuff like that. But at the same time, did I work out on top of that too? I realized that the gym downstairs is shut down because there are so many people within this building that have COVID. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not dealing with that bullshit. So now it's like, okay, Arsenio, well, you're going to have to figure out another way to get your workouts in. So, you know, I'll put myself at a two. Wound down well this week so I could sleep well. Three. Now, did I sleep well this past week? Yes, except one day. And that's because I have no idea. However, did I wind down well? Like at 7:30, did I say no more personal development, meditate, sleep? No, I didn't. So as a matter of fact, I'll give myself a two. So generated energy, 56% is the lowest I've had in a very long time. Now, raise necessity. Was I emotionally committed to excellence this week? I would give myself a four. I knew my why this week and worked for it. Four. I cared about serving others this week. Always a five. I hit my deadlines and finished my duties this week. I'll give myself a four. I managed my self-talk to stay on my A game. I'll give myself. I would say 3.5, but let me just go with three. So 80% with necessity. This is a historically very low category. So I'm very happy about that. I worked on things that mattered most this week. Four, I progressed a major dream or goal this week. A little bit. I'll give myself a three. I avoided distractions well this week. Give myself a three. I set intentions before each major activity. One. Okay. I fully engaged and enjoyed my efforts this week. Five. So 64%. So generated energy and productivity are the two lowest right now. Now influence. I was a role model this week. Five. I guided others to think well this week. Five. I challenged someone to grow this week. Five. I worked on myself this week. Four. I would say five, but no, let me just go with four. I demonstrated caring for others this week. Oh my God. Let's just say I'll give myself a four. So 92% influence. Now, courage is a good one. I dealt with fears or unknown well this week. Three. And the reason why I give myself that is because of the events that had taken place over this past weekend. And I'm sorry. Yeah, well, basically Friday and hearing the ignorance and the chatter and stuff like that. I think I just made, you know, some silly ass comments that actually, you know, had no power to them. It packed no punch. Like there was nothing. It was kind of like having a little small guy punch the biggest guy in the world. Like a little small guy in terms of like a 15-year-old kid trying to punch someone who's 400 pounds, right? It packed zero to no, like literally nothing, but I made it affect me. So that's why I'm going to put three. I share my real self with others this week. I would have to say five. I'm an open book. I tried to stay confident this week. I'll give myself a four. responded well and quickly to life's challenges too. The reason why I got so angry yesterday, because again, you know, out here in Thailand, you guys have no idea how ridiculous it is to see one specific family have so much power to shut down all traffic and to just miss trains and this and that. And, you know, and even with, you know, the ignorance that had happened over the past weekend, you know, going from Friday, luckily Saturday was no more, but, you know, dealing with it on Friday. And I'm like, you know what, wait, what the hell is going on? And so I would give myself a 2 because it wasn't like, okay, who said that? Yeah, he could go tell him to fuck off. That's the end of that. No, I just kept talking about it for the next 2 days. That's the big issue. And took action despite work and risk, always a 5. So overall, this week was more challenging. 74%, the lowest category generated my energy. 56%. Then you got 64% in terms of increasing productivity, right? And then obviously influence, demonstrating courage was a little bit worse. Raising necessity was pretty good. Seeking clarity a little bit low, but not bad. But energy and productivity, not the best. So in saying that, I know where it went wrong. I know that, you know, I'm fully aware of where the days are going now. I'm doing a lot more journaling as I, you know, on top of what I'm already doing. I'm going to be setting up my goals list. I'm writing down things. I'm staying on top of big, big dreams and goals and stuff like that. So I could have given myself a little bit more credit for that. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, tomorrow's going to be one of those days. I don't even know if I have, you know, I should do a little bit of running tomorrow morning. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, you know, and saying that, there are still a lot of things that I need to absolutely, you know, get better at. But for the most part, I do feel that I am having an uptick in terms of how to show my true self and, you know, giving myself a pat on the back saying, Arsenio, if they don't continue, just they don't continue. That's the end of it. You know, and clinging on to false hope. False hope is a company, as a matter of fact, that I used to train at a very, very long time ago, right? And this specific company, you know, I kept saying to myself, okay, they'll come back in June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And then, of course, in October, she said, oh, you might come back in January. And they didn't come back. But again, I do have a company already, so work on things that are working. Right. And that's what we need to focus on. Don't focus on the unknown. Don't focus on things that you cannot see. Focus on what you can right now to produce what it is that's actually trying to emerge, because there is an ample amount of opportunity out there. And people have a tendency of always focusing on spilled milk, things that were never there or were there before, but are no longer there, you know, due to circumstances and stuff like that. So please, people, don't be that person just waiting. Because if I had waited 9 months just to go back to that company, it would have been a disaster. And, you know, just like the bank, she said, oh, we might start training, you know, next year and stuff like that. And, you know, haven't heard from her since October or November. So you gotta, don't worry about the unknown. You just gotta keep producing at a level that you are keeping yourself busy and you're keeping your eye on the prize, the bigger picture, right? So with that being said, people, thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Stay tuned for more. Over and out.